This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
And Beck is on the phone. Hello, Beck Lavelle. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're amazing. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on this early morning shift. We know sometimes it's always hard to get up, but we appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. No, anything for you guys. I'll be up at the crack of dawn any day.
Oh, thank you. First of all, before we start on why we're really here, I just need to say, and I know it's an older one, but Memphis, oh, my God. I love it. And I actually play it, and I love it so much.
Oh, you are so sweet. Yeah, Michael Spivey from The Bad Loves. Growing up, I mean, I'm older than you, Tari, but... The Bad Loves were a huge influence on my music early on in high school and things like that, and I had the absolute honour of meeting Michael and working with him, and he's like, you know, you should give Memphis a try. And I was like, are you joking? Like, you don't mess with a song like Memphis. He goes, no, give it a try. And it just ended up being one of those things. It was one recorded take. I didn't actually think they were recording. Daniel from Savage Garden was in the studio. He's like, let's just set you up. Here's a big, big fancy studio. Here's the piano. We're just going to do a couple of takes of just sound checking. I'm relaxed on the piano. And Scott Applin, who's now the voice music director for The Voice Australia, was the piano player on this particular day. And it was just the vibe. It was really just this beautiful moment. And we finished and I was like, okay, so when are we doing this? And they went, no, that was it.
Oh, my gosh. So they got you. They got your beauty.
They got me good. They got me really good. So it's a very special song for many reasons.
I remember my dad first showed me it. And for years I thought it was you. And he's like, I'll show you the other version. I'm like, yeah, no, I can't go back now. Sorry, you should have showed me that first if you wanted me to listen to that.
There's no going. No, I think they did an amazing version, but I'm very, very, very honoured to have been able to sort of put my spin on it. And it's just one of those lovely, it's just a beautiful track, so...
Love it. So
how
what
are
else?
You both today? Are you good?
We're good. We're good. Yeah, we're excellent. Feeling it. I mean, we're not in the office tomorrow, so... It feels like a Friday.
Well, I am. I'm in the office. I'm behind the mic tomorrow, Vic, but I don't mind. I enjoy my job. How's life in your world? What's new? I mean, look, we had a really tough year last year for everybody. And what's new? What's the light at the end of the tunnel for you so far this year?
Well, I'm actually coming to you live from Roma as we speak.
Oh.
I'm the event director on a new music festival, Road to Roma. And it happens this weekend. So I've got Darlinghurst, Andrew Swift, Jane Denham. We've got 15 artists. And my partner, Matt Reynolds, and I, we've just fallen into this event direction of a brand new country music festival. So we're just, it's just absolutely about to explode in Roma this weekend.
That's crazy. Well, sounds like you're going to have a great weekend. And of course, tomorrow is a big release day for you. No More Crying with Cameron Daddo. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this one.
Oh, look, I'm in love with Cameron Daddo. His voice, I mean, going back to, again, in the 80s, watching him on Perfect Match, big fan of him. But he is a talented human being. Like, he can play, he can sing. And through my manager, Kaz Waters from Red Rebel, she just sort of said, look, I want you to do this song, let's do it. And it was an original track. And again, it's just another one of those ones. I finished it and I just was not vibing on it. I don't know. There was something missing. It was similar to Nervous Girls, the song that you just played. It was going to be a solo track. And then I was like, there's just something missing. There's more voices here. So that's how, in Isolation last year, we got the other four girls involved. But Cam, my first show back, I've been living in Hamburg for 8 years and I'm back 2 years now. But my first show back in Australia was with Ben Ransom and myself at the Vanguard in Sydney. And we had Cam open for us. He was like the opening act and I was gobsmacked. Like my jaw was on the floor. He was that beautifully just, he's a showman, and you just can't take your eyes off him. And I just said to him, Cam, like whenever we can work together, this would be, a dream come true. And the track came up and Kaz was like, oh, this could be a duet. Like, let's just, so that's
so it you're saying that it might not be the last one either.
No, well, God, if that man has time in his schedule now, he's got a tour coming up and, he's exploded as well. He was on Home and Away and, he's very popular right now.
He is very popular. But so are you, Beck, so are you.
Oh, you're so sweet. But he's just a lovely human being too. He and Ali and it's just a lovely family. So any chance I get to work with people who are just, genuinely talented and just wanting to do their very best, I'm in for it.
I mean, you know, you just sound, you can tell how genuinely supportive of other people you are. Like, we haven't even met you. I can just feel that you're such a loving person.
Well, and that's very sweet of you to say. Someone said the other day, because we've got quite a few young up-and-coming artists on this road to Roma, and I just said, well, they need to be given a platform. You know, you need to support and encourage these people because they're the future of Australian country music. And someone said, oh, Beck, you're such a great mentor. And I was like, oh, God, I feel old.
No, you are, though. Like, getting...
I'm like a mentor, but I think I've come to that point. Like, there's... you know, if I can help in any way whatsoever, I'm going to do it.
Well, look, if you keep playing, making songs like you have been, and this one, No More Cry, I'm sure... people will, you won't have to even be a mentor. You'll just get followed, Beck. People will just follow you. And look, we're blessed to be able to, you know, play it here, first. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky. We thank you so much for that. It's an honor. It's an honor for us.
You guys are awesome. I really appreciate the support. 98.9 have always been there. And, you guys absolutely do a killer job. So thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to introduce your brand new song for the first time?
I would. Let's go. Hey, Australia, Brisbane, 98.9 FM listeners. This is Beck LaBelle, and this is my new single with Cam Detto, No More Crying.
She was walking down the road, don't know where she goes, left him far behind her now. He's sitting by himself, left his feelings on the shelf. It happened every time before. There'll be no more crying. No, not this time. Seasons come and gone. Had she been away so long?
There'd been promises they made, broken on the ground they lay. Neither of them right or wrong.
There'll be no
trust in us, we'll see.
There'll be no
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.